Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2011, Douglas Hitchens, trading as Hitchens Auto Sales LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an automotive sales lot expansion to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1 acre more or less for land lying northeast of Route 18, also known as Route 404 and also known as Seashore Highway, 950 feet northwest of Route 527, Wilson Hill Road, with a 911 address of 12769 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 231, Map 5, Parcel 7.06. For the benefit of the commission, I will pass down copies of the site plan. I will note that this site plan is the same site plan as was approved for the previous application, conditional use number 1667, which was approved by council on January 9th of 2007. Gentlemen, I did receive a couple agency comments. On February 24th of 2015, Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum referencing that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. I will advise that I did not ask for comments from DLDOT since the use is not changing. Only the number of vehicles to be displayed for sale is changing. I referenced when I first spoke that this was originally approved as conditional use number 1667. It was approved by County Council on January 9th of 2007. You all weren't present during that public hearing process. For the previous conditional use, I will advise that the commission first reviewed the site during public hearing on January 9th of 2006, and on October 26th of 2006 did recommend that the application be denied, and that on January 9th of 2007, the County Council approved the requested conditional use with 9 conditions of approval. Those conditions included, if you can put up with me for a few minutes here, the use shall be limited to an office, an area for vehicle displayed for sale, parking for customers, driveways, and dumpster, if any. 2, the maximum number of vehicles to be displayed shall not exceed 10. 3, the repair work and detailing of vehicles shall be limited to vehicles to be offered for sale on the premise, not vehicles owned by others. There shall be no repair work performed outside. 4, business hours shall be limited to 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall be no Sunday business hours. 5, any security lighting shall be downward illuminated so as not to cause glare into adjacent properties or Route 404. 6, if a dumpster is placed on the property, it shall be screened from view from adjacent properties and Route 404. 7, all vehicles displayed for sale shall be set back at least 25 feet from the front property line, being the right-of-way of Route 404. 8, one ground sign not exceeding 32 square feet per side or facing may be permitted. And 9, final site plan approval shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all appropriate agency approvals and referenced DLDOT, the Fire Marshal, the Sussex Conservation District, DENREC, etc. For the benefit of the commission, as we proceed with the public hearing, I pass down copies of just the conditions of that ordinance approval. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application? Good evening. I'll take it you're Mr. Hitchens.
I'm Douglas Hitchens.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hitchens. You've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I just wrote a few things because my memory's not what it used to be.
Okay, mine isn't either, so go ahead.
All right. Hitchens Auto Sales is requesting permission to increase vehicles to be displayed from the current 10 to 30. If any way possible, as being restricted to 10, we are not able to have the inventory to meet customers' needs, and it also restricts us from being able to grow into the company that our customers want. After being open 4 years, it is obvious for our business that we need your consideration to extend our vehicles past the 10 limit in order to succeed. More variety is needed. With more vehicles being allowed, this business is sure to succeed if you would allow this extension of vehicles. Thank you for your consideration.
All right, sir.
I just need 10 cars is just not, I mean, they can come in, make a loop out, don't see anything they want.
I see.
And then on down seasons when I'm not selling anything to where I'm not, can't work on anything I don't have for sale.
Okay.
If there's any way we could get to anything about that, I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Hitchens, as you're presently operating, how many cars do you normally maintain on your lot?
10.
And by putting in this additional 20, where would you intend to display them?
Well, I've got the 10 don't even come near filling the front part of the lot and still leave the entrance open for the customers to park. But then I got over here to the side, if I added that onto the parking lot, would give me another probably 50 by 150 foot area.
And what do you presently use for your parking area for your cars for sale?
Right in front of the ones for sale.
Are you using grass or are you using stone or?
No, it's gravel.
Okay, and that, is that what you intend to do with the rest?
Just put, it's called mullings.
Okay.
And I put 4 inches of that down.
And have you spoken to the Soil Conservation District as to whether or not that's going to result and you're having to do additional planning for in terms of any runoffs from your parking lot?
Not since when I did the first part, because I had talked to them then about doing the whole thing and they didn't have any problems with that.
Because I noticed on the original plan that we had before us, it showed the total disturbed area is 4,603 square feet. Now it sounds like you're talking about adding on maybe another 7,500.
Well, it's an acre of ground.
Right. But in terms of the amount of surface that's going to be disturbed, you haven't talked to the Soil Conservation District about that yet?
No, because I already have millings down there. That's where I park my truck and stuff like that, but it's just basically dead ground right now.
Can I include something?
Sure.
Your site plan shows that your parking area that you currently maintain in your driveway is 24 foot wide is gravel.
It's gravel.
And the area that's displayed is basically grass. Is that right?
No, it's got millings down. It was cut up and 4 inches of millings put down.
Okay. There is some surface there underneath the...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's melted all together now and... pretty decent parking lot.
Mr. John, if this use were to be approved, it would require him to go back to the conservation district and get a revised approval for an update.
Right. Because, again, that's my concern, is that looking at this map that we have, or the survey we have before us, it certainly doesn't show, you know, that the extensiveness of potential of the impervious surface that's being created here. Unfortunately, I haven't gone back to look at my notes about this particular project, so I'm not quite sure why the commission turned you down in the first place. But it seems to me a kind of a stretch if you slid by with 10 that we're going to do 30. But, gentlemen, I have no further questions at this point.
I got plenty of room there for $30 now. But.
I suspect that that's probably not the issue that the commission was concerned about. At the time, and I actually would have to go back and look at it. Mr. Robertson, we don't happen to have that handy, or Lawrence, do we have
I thought I'd pulled both I pulled the council record and forgot to pull the commission record on the public hearing on this application.
I know I was there, but there have been a few public hearings since then, so I don't really recall the exact, and quite frankly, it had escaped me that we had seen this before, but I realize now that we did.
Well, and I suspect, Mr. Chairman, it was due to being in a rural area. You know, it's large agricultural and individual homes.
Well, 404.
Right, being on 404, but.
My guess.
You know.
Well, I got a trucking company right next to me, and he runs like 6 or 8 tractor trailers out of there.
I understand. I mean, we're just trying to figure out what happened before. This is, of course, a new application, so
right.
It's all good. We're fine. We're going to go on with Mr. Burton here.
Is the only thing you're asking for is an additional 30 parking spots? 20?
Additional 20 sales.
20 more additional, yeah.
So the rest of the conditions that are placed on here are okay with you?
Well, other than the one, if you would consider that, like when it's a dead season and nothing's moving, that I could work on other people's cars. But that's not my main concern. If I could just get the capacity to put 30 cars out there, that's because you know as well as I do, there's times when nobody's buying nothing.
I do. okay, thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, then, Mr. Rawls.
Yes. Regarding, you're not asking for any site plan expansion, as I understand it. I was by there the other day, and the area where you park your cars, the display area as depicted on your site plan, that's already got some kind of a gravel or millings or something.
Yes.
So you're not really going to expand your parking area or the paved area.
You just want
to put more cars in the paved area that's there.
Correct. Just display more cars.
Right, display more cars. And I would agree with you, since my wife and I buzzed through your parking lot, that there seems to be ample space, as we really didn't even, I mean, we didn't go throwing stones in the air, but we didn't have to go real slow either. There was ample space to wheel around in there. So I understand what you're asking for. You do have a number of cars parked behind your office. I guess that says you get room, then you have inventory to bring up.
Move them around.
Or I guess it's kind of a...
But 6 of them is headed for the salvage yard, so...
Yeah, I didn't get out and look at them. It was a little too chilly for me to do that. Okay. I understand what the gentleman is asking for. As far as your, I don't think it was advertised that you were asking for a repair shop. So unless our legal counsel disagrees, I don't see how we can actually consider that request this evening. You might be able to come back another time. Do you agree with that, Mr.
Robinson?
I agree
with that now. In this instance, these conditions were imposed by council. They were not created by the commission.
We can't change them anyway.
They have to do a new application to them, have to do it.
So I think the only thing we can consider is the expansion
okay.
of the number of cars, okay?
That'd be good.
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we thank you. Mr. Lank, you have any questions? Anything?
Well, my question was answered.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then. Well, Mr. Hitchens, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2011 Douglas Hitchens trading as Hitchens Auto Sales, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2011? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.